We'll start now in Masechta Beitza. We'll start on 6a. Now, we left a little bit in the middle of a sentence over here. We were talking about if a person dies on the first day Yontif, you have non-Jews take care of him. But if he dies on the second day Yontif, because the second day is only from the rabbis, so then you can have Jewish people occupy themselves. So the second day Yontif, when it comes to taking care of the deceased, you can do it on the second day Yontif. Jewish people can also take care of him. And the rabbis took away that law of not doing things on the second day Yontif, which is really Midrabanan. But the Rava adds, "Vafilu bishne yomim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah." He said that even the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Jewish people can take care of the person who passed away, that they need to take care of him. But it said, Mashe enkein bebeitza. But this halacha is not true when it comes to the egg. On Rosh Hashanah, on the second day, we will not allow you to eat the egg on the second day Yontif, because we consider it 1 day. As Rashi explains, Le'inyan beitza lo yikilu biyomtov sheni d'Rosh Hashanah lahashvis l'shel golius. As far as the egg is concerned, we did not make it lenient on the second day of Rosh Hashanah to say that it's equal to all other second day Yontif. All other second days of Yontif, the egg that was laid on the first day is permitted on the second day. But on Rosh Hashanah, the egg that was laid on the first day, Rosh Hashanah, is still not permitted on the second day. That was the opinion of Rava. Nahardoyi, they disagree. Nahardoyi Amri, Nardoi say, Ab bebeitza, that also as far as the egg that was laid on the first day, Yomtev, Nelda bozeh, Muteres bozeh. If it was laid on the first day, Yomtev Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to eat it on the second day. What would be the problem? So he explains, he tells him there is no real issue here. He says, the Mai Daitoch. What's in European? Why do you think, Zakt Rashi, La Asra B'Sheni L'Rechoyki Mebezdin? Why would you think to prohibit the second day, Rosh Hashanah, those who are far from Bezdin, and they don't know whether the first day was made Yontif, or maybe it's 2 days Yontif? The fact is, Dilma ma'abre le'le elul. You're afraid that maybe they're going to make the elul have 30 days. And Rosh Hashanah is the 31st day. So that means that year there is 2 days Rosh Hashanah. And that's why, since there's 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it's considered to be like one long day by Rosh Hashanah, because it comes because of the Chachamim instituted to keep 2 days. So therefore, it's one long day and we can't eat the egg on the other day. If that's what you're thinking, let's do the Rashi. Dilma ma'abre le'le elul kitakono rishayna, as they had originally instituted, limnois miyom sheni, so that once the witnesses didn't come from Rabbi Yechad ben Zakkai or before, you count the Yom Tov the second day, which means Rosh Hashanah is the 31st day from Rosh Chodesh Elul, and still the first day remains Yom Tov, v'lasish ne'yomim, and therefore we make 2 days. In the case k'goin shelo yibo ad yom shloishim ve'echad, if they didn't come till the 31st day, we still made the first day Rosh Hashanah. So basically, in a year where the witnesses came the 31st day, so then we had 2 days of the 30th day and the 31st day. They were both Rosh Hashanahs, and therefore it's one long day, it's one takana, and therefore the egg should not be eaten. So that would be a reason for people who don't know whether it's Rosh Hashanah, whether it was the first day, and because they worry, maybe it's a 2-day Rosh Hashanah, because the witnesses came the second day, so it's a 2-day Rosh Hashanah, so it's a takana, so it's you can't eat the egg from one day to the next day. But he says there's nothing to worry about, because it actually never happened again that they made Rosh Hashanah the 31st day. Rosh Hashanah always remained on the 30th day. It never happened. Ha'omar Rav Chinina Bar Kahana, Omar Rav. Rav Chinina Bar Kahana said the name of Rav, that Miyemois Ezra Ve'elech, from the days of Ezra. Ezra was in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. So from his time and on, Lo Yimotzino Elul Me'uber, we never found Elul having 30 days. Me'uber means a full, a pregnant month, not 30 days, not 29 days. Elul was never 30 days from the days of Ezra. So what are you going to worry about? So we know that the first day is Yom Tov, and there is never going to be the second day. So we don't have a problem with them eating the egg that was laid on the first day, eating it on the second day. Let's see what Rashi says. Mimois Ezra ve'elach, ve'av al pi shetiknu, even though they instituted, what did they institute? To keep the first day Yom Tov. The first day Rosh Hashanah should still remain Rosh Hashanah, even though the real day is the second day. Lo ira, it never happened. Shabo eidim min amincha lomailo, it never happened that witnesses came from mincha and up. Chutz ma'isa hapam, it was just that one time. V'adayin lo nitzkena, but then it wasn't instituted. So they didn't keep it Yom Tov. And then later on, once they instituted, it never happened again. Why does it say specifically from the days of Ezra, not just say, never happened? Who says it happened by Ezra? And Rashi explains, Haide nokot mimeis Ezra. Why does it say from the days of Ezra? Mishum de biyomov ibruhu. Because during the days of Ezra, they did make Rosh Hashanah the 31st day. Tiksiv be'Ezra, it says in Ezra, which is in Nehemiah Perikhes, Ubayoim Hasheni, on the second day, Ubarash Hashanah Mishtoi, he's talking about Rosh Hashanah. So we see that by Ezra they did make it a second day. So he says, I'm not going to worry about that they instituted it to be 2 days, because it never happened. But still, it never happened for the witnesses that they came on the second day. So the question is, why would they even have to keep why would they even have to keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah? If you're saying that we know they always came on the first day, so the 30th day was also Rosh Hashanah, so then why do the people that are far away, they don't know when the witnesses came, why would they have to make a second day Rosh Hashanah altogether? Maybe you can't rely for the egg, it's one thing, for the takone, but generally we keep it that way. Now you got to look into Tosfos Mefarshim here, but we'll leave it at that. Okay, so now let's go to the next piece of Gemara. Zogti Gemara Omar Marzutra, says Marzutra. Now, you said before that the second day of Yom Tov and even on Rosh Hashanah, second day Rosh Hashanah, you can have Yidden take care of the mace, even though it's Yom Tov. Says Mazutra, Lo Yamoron di Yisaske by Yisrael. We did not say this halacha that the Yidden should take care of the mace. Elo di Ishtahi. Only that he is been delayed, I guess, and you're afraid that he's going to begin to protrude, to smell, and you can't wait till the next day, because in the meantime, it's going to be a degradation for the deceased. But Avalo Yishtahi, but if he did not begin to deteriorate, machinally, then we do wait. We're not going to allow Yidden to do the burial on the second day Yom Tov unless it's a necessity. That's the opinion of Marzutra. Rav Ashi Omar, he disagrees. He says, "Afal gav de lo ishtahi, nami lo mashinan lo." Even though he did not degrade the mace, we're also not. We can still take care of him. We don't have to do it only because we worry that he's going to deteriorate further. It's just, when it comes, he says, "My time." We don't get a yid could still do it. Why? Because it says, "Yom Tov Sheni Legabi Meis Kichoil Shavu Rabbanan." The second day Yom Tov, when we're dealing about somebody who died, that has the same status as a weekday. The Chachamim made the Yom Tov, the second day Yom Tov, for a person who died. They say that it's equal to a weekday. So in other words, you can do anything you want. It's not Yom Tov as far as the mace goes. Do everything for the Yom Tov. He adds and he says, Afilu lemegiz le glima. Even if you have to cut up a garment, ulemegiz le asa, to cut for him a myrtle. They used to put on the casket or on, by the dead, they used to put on the bed, they used to put a myrtle. So to cut on Yom Tov, the myrtle, second day Yom Tov is okay. Aso, says Rashi, hodos hoyu manichim al mitas meis lekvoide. They would place a myrtle on the bed of the deceased in his honor. So, he says, Rav Ashi, as far as dealing with a mace, you can do anything you want on the second day Yom Tov, because there's no Yom Tov as far as the second day Yom Tov to do the clothing and things like that. Amar Ravina, says Ravina, Voidno di iko chavri. Now we have this chavri. Chavri were a very anti-Semitic group during the Persians. Rashi says, if you didn't keep the yontev with regards to somebody who died, they would not let you keep yontev at all, because they say, well, you're not really keeping yontev. Let's see Rashi. The ikar chavri, since there is chavri, so we say chayshinon, we worry that if you're going to do things for the mace, therefore you should not really do it, because they might stop you from observing Yom Tov altogether. Let's look at the Rashi. The ikar chavri, what is chavri? Zokt Rashi, Uma risho shahoyu bimei parsim. This was an evil nation during the days of the Persians. The koyfin es Yisrael lasis melachton. They would force the Jews to do their work. They would enslave the Jews to do the work of this chavri. Ubiyomtev, but when it came yomtev, hoyu nidochim mehem, they would push away, they would get out of it. Alidei sha'imrim lahem yomtevu, they would tell them, today is a yomtev, we can't do any work. But v'im yiru oisam mekabrim meseihem, if they're going to see them, that they're burying their dead, yakuf oisam lemalacha, they're going to force them to do work, because they say, listen, you're doing work on yomtev. Rashi goes back to explain what he talked about before, that you can even cut a garment for the mace on second day Yontif. And Rashi explains that this isn't talking about the garments that the mace wears, the tachrichim, because that's already included in, you can do all his needs. This galima is extra. Zoktrashi v'hai galima damrinan le'il. This garment that we said earlier, that you can do it, you can cut it, einay tzedek hames. This is not the needs of the deceased. Sha'arei yesh lo tachrichim acherim kol tzorkoi. Because he has enough shrouds, whatever he needs. How do we know that he has it? Sheim tzorich loy, for if he needs it, maya filu deka amar, why is he saying even this? If he needs this, he shouldn't say even this you're allowed to do. Hamrina b'yom tev sheni yis'asku b'Yisrael. He already said that during the second day Yom Tov, you can have Yidden taken care. What does it mean, taken care? Ve'esik zeh chatzivas kivrei v'chatuch. This occupation, this what you're doing is digging his grave and cutting the tachrichim. So what are we saying? So what does it mean, even the garments? Hilchoch. Al-korchoch b'klima she'ein etzorich le'maydi. We're talking about a garment that the body doesn't need them for his burial. Dumya da'asi d'shad le'magazi. This is the same level, similar to the myrtle that you're allowed to cut. The kamash melon. So what is the chiddush here? The afal gav the tircha de lo tzarichu. Even though this is an unnecessary tircha, it's an unnecessary trouble. Ela mishum kvedei aysim lo yeser medai. But it's because of honor. You do more than the needs. He doesn't need it as in essence, but you want to honor him. Mutter lasis lo, you can still do it. Why? Kibon del gabi meis kichel shavu rabbanon. Since with regards to a mace, the Torah has made it into like a rabbanon case, and therefore you're allowed to do that also. Rashi explains the previous piece of Gemara. But here we're saying, even though we allowed you to do work on the Yom Tov to bury the dead, but not where there is Chavri, which that might lead them to
taking away your day off for Yontif altogether.
The Gemara continues that Rabina Abba Yosef Kamei de Rav Ashi Mishnei Yomim Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah. Rabina was sitting before Rav Ashi, and this was the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And that was during the first day. Chazye Dahave Otzif. So Ravina saw that Rav Ashi, he was sitting before him, that was the teacher, he was sitting here, he saw that he was upset. Amar Lei, so he says to him, so Ravina says to Rav Ashi, he sees he's upset, he says, am I Otzi Mar? Master, why are you upset? Amar Lei, so he answered him, Deloy Osivi Eruvit Tavshilin, because I did not place an Eruv Tavshilin. If Shabbos comes after Yontif, you can't cook on Yontif unless you have an Eruv Tavshilin. He did not place, he didn't prepare an Eruv Tavshilin. That means he won't be able to cook on the Rosh Hashanah for Shabbos. Rashi, Amad Leid Le'oisif Eruvit Avshilin, Lo'i Hoishavti, I didn't set, I didn't put down. What it means is, Koloimar, Lo'i Hechanti Li Eruvit Avshilin, Lefel Ulevashel Meyomtev L'Shabbos. I did not prepare an Eruv Tavshilin to bake and to cook from Yomtev to Shabbos. Titnan Lekamon, because we know if you want to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, you have to have a native tavshilin. Not like Kamon, we learned later on that Oysa Odom Tavshil Merev Yom Tov L'Shem Erev, that a person makes a cooked food before Yom Tov for the Erev. So it was Erev Yom Tov, he didn't do it, and now was already Rosh Hashanah. And that's why he's upset, because he won't be able to cook for Shabbos. Amar Lei, so Ravina says to Rav Ashi, "Beloisiv mar hoidna. Why don't you put an Erev Tavshilin now, and then make a condition? If today is Yom Tov, then tomorrow I'm allowed to cook. If today is weekday, I'm allowed to make an Erev, and you have an Erev either way." Amar Levi Loisiv Maro Idno, Zakrashi Idno, Biyom Tavrishin. Why don't you put it now on the first day Yontif, which is Thursday, Bu Hamishi Bashabas? And it's on Thursday. Va'al Tanai, who? This is on the, makes a condition. Hu Aimer, he says, makes a condition. He says, Im Hayoim Hu Choyel Lulamacher Kodesh. Today's a weekday and tomorrow is Kodesh. Yeah, Erev, then it should be an Erev, because that's fine. Because on a weekday you can make an Erev. And if today is called Mocher Choyl, and it's all, I don't need the Erev, I can go cook on Friday for Shabbos, because Friday is not a weekday, either way. And he quotes to me, L'Omer Rava, did the Rava not say, Maniach Odom Eruv Tavshila Miyom Tov L'Chaveiro Masna? That a person can place an Erev Tavshilin from one day Yom Tov to the next day and make a condition. Amar Lei says, but this condition only helps if we say that it's 2 day Yom Tov, that it's two separate, either day. But if it's Rosh Hashanah, which is Yom Arichta, a long day, then it won't help. Amar Lei, so Rav Ashi answered back to Ravina, Eimer d'Amar Rava b'shnei yom mitoyim shel Golius. When did Rava say that you can make a condition that's the 2 yom mitoyim of exile, which means every time that outside in the diaspora you make 2 days when you don't know, you can make a condition. But b'shnei yom mitoyim shel Rosh Hashanah, did he then say about the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah?
Miyamar, Rashi says, Varein kiyum aruch shneim kodesh. It's like a long day and they're both kodesh. So he says, therefore I'm upset, I can't make a native anymore. So Ravina was further arguing, but V'omar Abri Nadai Abbeitzimutaris, but didn't the Nadai say that also neg? He says we don't have to be choshesh. Not only the maize, but also a Abbeitzimutaris, because we don't, it's also a sfeik, because it never happened. He brought down the Gemara from the days of Ezra, it never happened. Amalei Rav Mordechai. So Rav Mordechai answers to Ravina, Befeirish Amar Li Mar. Our master, which is Rabashi, very clearly told me that he doesn't agree with Nardoi, and you're not allowed to use the egg that was laid on the first day Yontav and the second day Yontav. And therefore, you can't make the Erev on the two day of Rosh Hashanah from one to the next day. It's like one long day. Amar le Rav Mordechai de Ravina. So Rav Mordechai says to Ravina, "Minardo lo toisu lemar." Don't challenge Rabashi from the fact that Nardoi said that it's okay, because Beferish Shmili, I've heard it very specifically. Minei from him, the leisavar le Nardoi, that he doesn't go by the Nardoi. And Rashi explains that Rav Mordechai was Talmide shel Rabashi Hoyer. So he's telling Ravina, I heard it from my Rebbe. He was the son of Rabashi. The Gemara is talking about you have to escort your teacher up to a parsa. So it says Rav Mordechai alvil Rabashi chul Rav Mordechai escorted Rabashi. You know what?